modern smoker.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on the technicals. Nathan Reeder doing an excellent job, as always. Not doing an excellent job is, I think, your government in getting to the bottom of the IRS scandal. And it is a scandal, no matter how you look at it, because they botched this thing up big time. And, you know, words eventually fall off into the ether and don't make much of a difference. It's all about the actions. There's a reason for that cliche. So what is the action here, and how many months are we going to talk about this until something happens? The government watchdog who issued the report that found the IRS was actually targeting conservative groups was turned into pretty much the punching bag of the day by the Democrats in the second half of what was a very cantankerous Thursday hearing that was fully loaded. The Inspector General, J. Russell George, really kind of tongue-lashed the guys on the Hill for their attacks on his office, saying this is ridiculous, it's unprecedented, it has nothing to do with what's going on. But the interesting thing is, at the end, he said that he had to admit that the evidence mostly pointed to conservative groups getting the most scrutiny. And he actually seemed taken aback at the tough questioning from Democrats, which repeatedly second-guessed his office's audit of the IRS practices. I mean, you know, here's the bottom line. They uncover a bomb, they let it out, and now they got to deal with it. And they're not dealing with it. Who's the person who said to target the groups? Who's that person? Shall we start there? Tell us who that person is, then we can work our way down the chain of command. But there seems to be a broken chain, broken link or two in that chain link fence. But who ultimately smashed it, we don't know. It has to be somebody, of course, tied to the government and close, I would assume, in some ways, to the situation. Most likely. All right, speaking of situations, the NSA chief, this guy getting more air time, I think, than Peyton Manning on a Sunday afternoon. The National Security Agency chief, Keith Alexander, said that the damage from recently leaked information is irresponsible and irrefutable and irreversible. That's a whole lot of ear, because it has given terrorist groups the intelligence for the community's playbook. We practically walked it over to anybody who wanted it. The addressing the Aspen Security Forum, Alexander said the NSA was secretive about its program because they had to be, because of the operatives that were there. And said that the damage assessment, there's no concrete proof with terrorists, but they should have changed their tactics after now knowing how this all works. Alexander also said 54 plots had been disrupted by the NSA program, although the majority aren't linked to the sweeping and controversial collection of phone records by any stretch of the imagination. I'll say it again. This is where we need a bottom to come in. This is where somebody has to say, here's what happened, here's what I heard, here's the memo I got from the chief operating officer equivalent at the IRS. But here we stand in the same situation over and over and over again. It almost lulls you into sleep, doesn't it? Well, this will wake you up, America. What if I told you Motown is filing for bankruptcy? Yeah. I think of the cars and the manufacturing jobs and the people making great money who are now screwed, really, in this situation in Detroit. What do? Do I stay? Do I go? I say if you have a family and you can, you go, because rebuilding is not going to be an easy thing. and it has, still has to be approved. They're renegotiating $18.5 billion in debt and liabilities. Oof. Imagine that hanging over your head. That's why they went bankrupt, because they knew we can't do anything about this. I mean, we have to make a move because we can't do anything about it the traditional way. We're going to take the plow and go the opposite way. So the president and, members, rather, of the president's senior team continue to monitor the situation in Detroit, and they're hoping that they'll get a little glimpse into something else that can help them. But I think the people who would benefit the most would be the Russian administration. Definitely. By the way, Detroit's budget deficit, as I said, is believed to be actually $380 million or has long-term debt that was kept accumulating $14 billion and could be between $17 billion and $20 billion. Whew. That's a lot for a screwed-up situation, isn't it? I have to say, it's a lot. It's a lot of information. But information is the thing that's going to change this game around for us, folks, right? It's going to breathe life into a third party that actually gets votes and has a chance. And then there may be a couple of other surprises in the run-up toward the positions that are open in Congress. I think there's going to be a little bit of a last-minute, well, it's not even last-minute, I think there's going to be a big push by the tail end of the year for sure. There'll be a big, big, big push. Hey, speaking of pushing, Phil Mickelson, lefty, would love to win the British Open, but you know the conditions and the Brits, they have a way of making you feel welcome until you slide all the way down the leaderboard. Here's Mickelson on playing the British Open.
There's enough wind that it's challenging to maneuver shots and get them to... you have to hit shots to accommodate the wind, to get the ball coming into the greens at the right angles and stuff.
Yeah, and that's hard to do. Any of you weekend golfers like I am, in positioning yourself, I think, of where you're hitting the golf ball is the whole thing. It's the swing. It's all in the swing. Without a doubt. All right, coming up, we've got our cheap movie reviews as well here on America Tonight. There are some interesting movies to take a look at on the list. In fact, I just had somebody ask me about this. We have The Conjuring. The Conjuring would be one that we'll look at. We also have of new releases... And The Conjuring is getting the most buzz in the scare department, but still I don't know if it's enough to, might be enough to make them break even, but beyond that, I'm not sure. I think the people that work there are stuck, if you know what I mean. It's all about getting unstuck. Maybe that's another word we should use, unstuck. And if we can get the government unstuck and we can get some of you unstuck, that's a good thing, my friends. If you're stringing a bunch of jobs together, you are probably dog-tired when you are listening to America Tonight. We feel ya. I'm serious. We know what that's like. Movies coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. 42 is the powerful story of Jackie Robinson, the legendary baseball player who broke the Major League's baseball color barrier when he joined the roster at the Brooklyn Dodgers. The film follows the innovative Dodgers general manager, Branch Rickey, the MLB executive who first signed Robinson to the minors and then helped bring him up into the big show. Evil Dead is the much-anticipated remake of the 1981 cult horror film. Mia, a young woman struggling with sobriety, heads to a remote cabin with a group of friends where the discovery of the Book of the Dead unwittingly summons up dormant demons which possess the youngsters one by one. The Evil Dead stars Jane Levy. After watching their respective partners die, a cop and a hitman form an alliance to bring down their common enemy. Bullet to the Head stars Sylvester Stallone and Jason Momoa. A ex-CIA agent and his estranged daughter are forced on the run when his employers mark them both for termination as part of a wide-reaching international conspiracy. Erased stars Aaron Eckhart. TV series out this week include Season 2 of Alphas, Femme Fatales and Hell on Wheels, Season 1 of Orphan Black, and Damages Season 5. This week's cult classic put director Steven Spielberg on the map. Released in 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind was visually stunning and was one of the first movies to get the director's cut treatment. Steven Spielberg and other producers wanted Walter Cronkite as the newsreader for the broadcast that Richard Dreyfuss's character ignores during the living room sculpture scene. However, CBS would not allow Cronkite to take the role, so producers settled on ABC's Howard K. Smith. Unfortunately, the news cutaway scene to the Wyoming Reporter was filmed before this decision, and as a result, the reporter says, order your steak. Well done, Walter. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Great job, Jack. Excellent. A lot of good movies that are there for the taking for DVD. doesn't remember Close Encounters. What an interesting side story to that. 42, I saw, was terrific. Worth watching. Great rental for a couple of bucks for a DVD. Good for any of you, even if you're not a huge fan of the great game of baseball. So let's head to the movies this week on the big screen. Red 2.
What are we doing here with all this bull?
We're having fun. We're living life.
Frank, what are you doing here?
I need you.
Look, I'm retired, okay?
You haven't killed anybody in months.
That's a positive thing.
They're coming. I can feel it.
96 hours ago, somebody said you and I took part in an operation called Nightshade.
At the height of the Cold War, a Megaton device was smuggled into Moscow piece by piece and then reassembled. The scientist was Edward Bailey. He's in an asylum for the criminally insane.
Frank Moses, my dear fellow.
Why are you so old?
You've been locked up here for 32 years.
Come on, Frank. You're going to be kidding me, yeah? Come on, put him up.
11 million people are going to lose their lives if you don't help me.
Is there any way you could tell us where the bomb is?
I invented it.
Not good.
MI6 has just given me a contract to kill you.
Apparently you're number one on Interpol's most wanted.
What did you say?
It's important to enjoy life while you still can.
They're sending an old friend of yours as well.
He's the best contract killer in the world. We need help.
Hello, Frank.
Who is she?
Trouble.
How are things?
Yeah, Frank. How are things?
What happens in the Kremlin stays in the Kremlin.
You gave her a gun. She has no idea what to do with this.
I know exactly what to do with it.
Oh! Pull the trigger!
It'll be like the old days, Frank.
I hate her so much.
Not dead, man, Moses. I ain't dead yet.
I never heard of you. Must be a little bit before my time.
Well, you've heard of me now.
Saving the world! Nostrovia!
Nostrovia!
Redeem the...
All right, Red 2. Retired Black Ops CIA agent Frank Moses, you get the deal there. Retired was the key word, and then he was unretired. A lot of famous people in this one who seemed to play together well. They struck a chord with a lot of people. Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, Mary Louise Parker, Catherine Zeta-Jones, some of the people in Red 2. Probably good for some of you. I heard the first one was good. I didn't actually see the first one, but I heard it was pretty decent anyway for that kind of movie genre. The next one is getting a lot of buzz. It's called The Conjuring.
All right, it's 9:18. We're headed down into the cellar where the door's just opened on its own. Give us a sign that you want to communicate with us. Nothing.
What are you guys?
Well, we've been called ghost hunters, paranormal researchers.
So we prefer to be known simply as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
There's someone here that would like to talk to you.
There's something horrible happening in my house.
November 1st, 1971, I'm sitting here with Carolyn Perrin, who, with her family, has been experiencing supernatural occurrences. You picking up anything in here, hon?
Something awful happened here, Ed.
What is it?
Whatever Lorraine sees, feels, touches, it takes a toll on her. A little piece each time.
You have a lot of spirits in here, but there's one that I'm most worried about because it is so hateful. We have to
That's not going
to
help.
This thing has latched itself to your family.
We never seen nothing like this.
I'm coming with you.
No way. I can't lose you.
There's a lady in a dirty nightgown that I see in my dreams. She's standing in front of my mom's bed. Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
When the music stops, you see him in the mirror standing behind you.
You get the idea there. Pretty scary. It's based on a true story. And we leave you with this one for our cheap movie review. At least a little bit of it you'll be able to hear. Jeff Bridges, Kevin Bacon star in this, Ryan Reynolds. It's called R.I.P.D. PG-13, by the way.
I'd like you to join the RIPD.
The RIPD.
Rest in peace department. I think you're smelling what I'm selling.
Your job is catching dodos, the bad souls that escape judgment.
Meet your new partner.
Now, you got to earn that. Come on. We are the greatest lawmen that ever lived and died. Now, some souls hide out among the living. Damn, I don't know what else to shoot you between. There's something else.
You don't look like you, you don't sound like you anymore.
So what do I look like? Really, an old Chinese guy? What about you? Well, I guess you win, boy.
You ready?
Enjoy the movies, everybody. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those cool nooks and crannies across this great country. Let's head out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, what's shaking?
Oh, how you doing, Kate? It's hot out here.
It is hot, isn't it? Boo, that's the truth.
Well, the situation with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin is it'd be almost a joke if it wasn't such a serious subject.
Yeah.
You got a young man who confronts an older fella, punches him in the nose, drives his head into the concrete sidewalk or curb, whatever it is, and he gets shot. He gets the surprise of his life, and unfortunately, the last surprise he'll ever have. That doesn't make it a racial incident. Just like the Attorney General. You know, really, let's just tell it like it is, Kate. Eric Holder is a racist. He is. And we got to put up with this guy. It just utterly amazes me what we have to do.
You know what? Let me stop you there for a second. Charles Barkley said an interesting thing today. He said, about the verdict, kind of going along with what you're saying about Holder, he said, you know what? Black people are racist, too. And he went on to a whole long rant about the reverse of what has happened now in some cases. And so that plays into what you're saying about Holder.
Well, and we, you know, I mentioned, I think, several weeks ago about Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
You know, Republicans just don't want a black man to succeed as president. You know, that is about the farthest thing from the truth. I'm sure we got people that don't want him to succeed because of his color. But
yeah.
That's been the same case with whites, with black people talking about it. But why, I mean, you can't make a mountain out of a molehill. This is a situation, as unfortunate as it is, but there's not a civil rights case available against George Zimmerman. The FBI has already told this guy that.
Yeah.
Still, he wants to pursue this.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I don't know. It's at loss for words, and we have to. It's this continuous pull to divide our nation based
yes.
on race.
Yes, we need to get beyond that. Give me a break. Yeah, absolutely. And it is so, so divisive. Well said, Dale. And like I mentioned, Barkley said he agreed with the verdict. He said he feels sorry that the young kid got killed, but they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. That clearly something went wrong that night, that something went wrong. Anybody who loses a kid. But if you look at the case and you don't make it, there were some racial profiling. No question about it is what he says, but something happened that changed the dynamic. And he says it's not a popular opinion among most people, but just looking at the evidence, I agree with the verdict. And he was a guest on CNBC with Maria Bartiromo, and he made those points. So how about that? All right, time to make a few other points. When it comes to numbers, let's head to We Can Count. Ridiculous. And where does this come from? They're saying that so between 1980 and 2011, it makes the world's seventh most violent country. Great. The Olympics are going to be there coming up next time around after Russia. So they say homicides soared 132% to claim well over a million lives from a rate of 11.5 murders for 100,000 people there in 1980 to 27 per 100,000 in 2011. And especially among those aged 14 and 25, homicides really kicked up. So Brazil, now home to 194 million people. Isn't that crazy? It recorded 51,198 homicides. So that ranks them seventh, as I was mentioning, among the most violent nations. You know what they're on the heels of? El Salvador, the Virgin Islands, Trinidad, Tobago, Venezuela, Colombia, and Guatemala. How about that? Not good when you're trying to get people to go there for Olympic Games, and certainly not good for the people themselves. You think of what a beautiful country Brazil is, and then you think how sad that the people are destroying the fabric of it with drug cartels and all kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy things. All right, this kind of goes along with the theme of what we've been talking about here during these last couple of shows. There was a new poll that was taken about America, meaning a survey that found 42% of Americans say capitalism isn't working well. And they complain about the encouragement of greed, the lack of equal opportunity, and the creation of poverty and lasting inequality. So it does play up the deep polarization that's happening in the United States. In a positive finding for Democrats who favor a strong government role in society, most Americans say government should do more to reduce inequality. But Republicans who want to limit government and find encouragement in that most Americans don't have confidence in the government's ability to function effectively. We'd like to see that number way, way lower. But it is an intriguing number. It is a very, very intriguing number. All right, let's move to something else. This is a crazy story, so it's perfect to throw it here into the mix, America Tonight, for We Can Count. And this one does count. What do you say to a woman who's been banned from swimming in her community's pool because she wants to wear a blue silicon mermaid tail? Jenna Conte, who lives in a suburb east of downtown Tampa, was surprised by this, had been in the pool with her tail once before where the staff's okay. She calls herself Eden Siren while in the water, has a custom-made silicone mermaid tail, and her dream is to swim at the top, to swim at the top with all the other kids and, you know, be able to, I'm sure, splash around or whatever. So that's the summertime goal. And she wanted to also swim at the Florida Aquarium with the kids at another community pool. So bottom line is, she was banned from the pool for a mermaid tail. Oh, that sounds so crazy. I understand she's trying to throw it in her bag or whatever, but the fact that she was throwing down that look, yeah. And especially the authentic, let's make a tail out of this thing. Oof, I'm going to have to call foul on that big time. Oof. Look, Mommy, there's the guy with the tail. What's wrong with him? What's wrong? Something must be wrong. Yeah, there's a whole lot of wrong in that sentence, I'm afraid. There's a whole lot of wrong in what the TSA is doing with parked cars. In fact, the specifics of it are from Rochester, New York. They are searching cars and pulling things out of it. Security feels it's necessary to search some cars in the name of safety. Why not search all of the cars? And this is why they believe they're cherry picking, because the cars were there and in the lots and were expected they probably wouldn't be. Isn't that awful? Wow, you didn't get ripped off. It's a good thing, too, because we have so much to get to. So, whew, thank goodness you weren't ripped off. And by the way, let me throw this out here, the Affordable Care Act. The majority of those who responded to a Rochester's Business Journal poll position devastating the Affordable Care Act's employer mandate. So that requires employers who have more than 50 full-time employees to provide coverage or pay a fine. Two-thirds of those who responded to the survey say they disapprove of the trashiness of the health care law. More than half disapprove strongly. 20% say they would approve strongly, and 15% approve somewhat. So you can see the bottom line is the numbers are, once again, negative. They're not positive numbers. And changing that around and changing that boat around is a very, very tough thing to do. In other words, moving midstream. Swimming upstream is excruciatingly hard. Excruciatingly hard. Any thoughts? Flip them to me, americatonight.net. For now, though, buckle up, stay with us. Much more to come, including our little fun fact of the day. Next on ATN.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
If you want to flip in a comment or two, you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, americatonight.net. We're talking about a couple of different things here, including the fact that the pursuit is on, game on for George Zimmerman, who was struggling, has struggled with the fact that he pulled the trigger, killed a 17-year-old, and now has watched as the world debated whether he was a racist or not, whether he was a vigilante or not, and ultimately, if he was the provoker in this whole case, letter of the law, he is out. Something else has come into question, so he's out, acquitted, didn't do any time for the crime. One thing that's going to happen is Neighborhood Watch Group, the way they're operated, will certainly be examined after this whole Zimmerman trial. The family of Trayvon Martin are not too thrilled with what's gone on and have had a hard time being choked up trying to talk to the people who keep coming around and asking for comments. But this one came from Miami-based attorney Robert Blanche, who says, I think a lot of associations that have neighborhood watch programs will pay close attention to see if they have closely tailored procedures, which basically means we're just making sure we cover our legal rump so we don't get sued in the end. How disastrous would that be if that happened? All right, time for one of those fun facts. On average, how many days does it take an ostrich egg to hatch? On average, how long does that take? Let's go to the producer of America Tonight, Nathan Reeder, and ask him. Nathan, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 26 days.
26 days.
26 days.
I had to contemplate that for a second. 26 days. Okay, so you know what? Not a bad guess. Do you know what it really is, Nathan? 42 days.
Oh, man.
Do-do-do. 42 days. That seems so long. On average, how many days does it take an ostrich egg to hatch? 42 days. That is a long time of mama ostrich, you know, hovering around the eggs. That's why they will peck you to death. They're not that friendly. And maybe part of that is because they have to freak out for an extra month and 2 weeks on somebody coming out of an egg. Or some animal, their creature coming out of an egg. Crazy.
Those babies come out walking and not flying and eating and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
And our babies are just dumb in comparison.
Dumb baby, dumb. Yeah, what a way to put it, but really, isn't it interesting what happens with an ostrich? And a lot of these places where you can pet animals and stuff, you'll see ostriches. But boy, the ostriches, you just don't want to jack with the world of the ostrich, I think, because you could end up in a world of hurt. So, I've known, and maybe I say that and it sounds so exaggerated, but there are ostriches that will just chase you around. Let's put it that way. They'll chase you around and they'll try to kind of peck you. I'm not saying they eat you whole like they're a moray eel or something, but, yeah, they're dangerous.
They're ready to be feisty. I remember my brother getting pecked through a fence when I was a youngster.
Oh, really? Ooh. So just take that tip from us. Be careful if you decide you're going to feed the ostriches, because it might not be the best thing to do, especially if they've been deprived of food. If they haven't had food in a while and you're their source for food and you're waving something around, that's going to be a little bit different. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. But it's all about thinking. All right, I'm going to zig in a different direction with your permission, because this is pretty big. I've had three people tell me now recently that they've had the opportunity to go to New Zealand. And New Zealand is supposed to be incredibly beautiful, but it's also going to be incredibly dangerous. A strong earthquake rocked the capital city there. Wellington is the name of the city. And there are no initial reports of injuries or significant damage. The magnitude is 5.3. That was what the trembler was when it hit about 9 a.m. and was widely felt throughout the city and through central New Zealand. It was strong enough to knock the storms off shelves and the storms and the storm, some of the storm windows and some of the other things, the items off of shelves, and lasted about 20 minutes. Whew. 20 minutes. And people could feel it in the southwest. That, I don't know, to me that's so scary because it's so random of when one of them shows up and you have to ultimately deal with it. So strong quake hitting New Zealand. So far, The word is it's good. So far, they don't have to talk to anybody about, at this point anyway, about their son, their daughter, their whatever, being at the wrong place, the wrong time. You know, sometimes I talk about what things are worth because I'll come across interesting stories on what people are paying for whatever it is. And, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder without a doubt, but just other things that might cost extra. How much is somebody willing to, you know, shell out for them? And so in an effort along that same category, what's interesting is the defense official who's talking about the NSA leak fallout says it's very substantial. And to the point of a lot of people who sent me emails, they weren't looking to see this guy have trouble in prison. But a senior defense department type is demanding the fallout from the recent NSA leaks as very substantial, though the arguments are still ongoing. So there may be a couple of different speeches centered around the same thing. Oh, darn. Oh, darn. I can just hear the disappointment, like in one fell swoop. So you got to make up your mind on this one. We're clearly just talking about the NSA. We're clearly just talking about now. And certainly if there isn't a lot, you know, if there isn't a lot to go on, then it should end, period. End of story. But it's not ending there. It's not ending there. I have a feeling there's another shoe to drop, and it's a question of what size shoe is it? You could hear a little bit of a ripple kind of across the concrete or the slab, and then you could have something related to a tsunami or an earthquake happen, and either way, you get caught up in any of those storms, and it is rough. And as much as everybody tells you to duck for cover, it doesn't come naturally when you're in the middle of a golf course or doing something else equally as inappropriate in the middle of the day when everybody else has to work. But it makes you think of those kinds of questions with the things that you're ultimately struggling with, I guess, is the better way to put that. And then we have this story about the Colorado judge refusing to block recall elections over gun control issues. Boy, in the Southwest, guns, and more guns seems to be the running theme here on America Tonight. Anyway, keep it here on AmericaTonight.net. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.